This is Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. It's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's producer Maureen McCollum with a story about a Wisconsin business owner trying to revitalize history.
Madison's Greenbush neighborhood has a rich history that many people have forgotten. But as Maria Brunetta tells us, business owner and longtime Madisonian Sam Brown is working to preserve the legacy of the historic neighborhood.
Decades ago, the Greenbush neighborhood in Madison was an ethnically diverse neighborhood, home to African Americans plus Jewish and Italian immigrants. Then, in the 1960s, the city kicked out most of the residents for an urban renewal project.
Those families experienced a horrible trauma in being uprooted from their homes.
That's Sam Brown, who owns businesses on Greenbush's Regent Street.
The whole neighborhood bulldozed, churches and synagogues torn down, grocery stores torn down, restaurants torn down. It was a very vibrant neighborhood, and they were poorly compensated for their property.
Nowadays, Regent Street is home to beloved local businesses and student housing. It's also a prime destination for UW football tailgate parties. But the street still holds a lot of historical significance that's not always known to newcomers. Brown is a longtime Madisonian who has long aspired to bring back the area's cultural history.
I always dreamed of bringing red sauce back to Regent Street. Park and Regent Street used to be known as Spaghetti Corners.
He now owns Fabiola's Spaghetti House and Deli, as well as Leopold's Book Bar and Cafe. Fabiola's is an ode to the businesses that made up Spaghetti Corners.
You had Josie's, you had Amato's, you had Pino's, DeSalvo's. So I wanted to create a space that had a feeling of historic significance.
But Brown's roots in the Madison culinary scene and another type of red sauce run deep. Before Fabiola's, the building was occupied by Rocky Rococo's, a pizza chain and Madison staple co-founded by his father in the 70s.
When I was 16, I was working here in high school at this Rockies on Regent Street, doing football prep and boiling brats for game days.
He's always had big dreams for Regent Street.
I have a ridiculous love affair with Regent Street. I think that Regent Street should be a phenomenal thoroughfare that welcomes you in from the west side into the downtown.
But Leopold's and Fabiola's aren't the only way he's spicing up the neighborhood. Brown recently purchased a beloved staple, the Greenbush Bar, which is in the basement of the Italian Workmen's Club.
The Italian Workmen's Club is one of the oldest Italian social clubs in America. The building was built in 1922 by club members, and the basement space has always been a tavern.
And in July 2024, the building was added to the National Register of Historic Places. As for the bar and pizza joint inside, Brown knew if it closed, it would be a huge blow to the neighborhood because of its significance. And his goal for the space is not to change it, but to preserve it.
I would be run out of town on a rail if I changed too much over at Greenbush. So our restoration of the space is really to keep it largely as it was. The pizza is staying the same. The Christmas lights that everybody loves on the ceiling, those are staying too.
He wants to continue telling the story of the neighborhood with what's left of it.
There's a home next to the Italian Workmen's Club that was from that era, and there's a fire pit in Brittingham Park. And that's all that remains. The Italian Workmen's Club is still around, and Neighborhood House as an institution is still around. But besides that, the neighborhood is gone.
While a lot of the immigrant history is gone, Brown's vision is to bring it back to Madison, one dish and one building at a time.
Maria Brunetta brought us that story on restaurant owner Sam Brown and Madison's Greenbush neighborhood. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Want to make sure you catch every Wisconsin Life story? Subscribe to our podcast. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org and on Facebook and Instagram. I'm Maureen McCollum.